You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Been a couple of crazy days here on Wall Street. Banks blowing up. What else is in store for us? How's that going to affect the broader market? Interest rates, housing, all that good stuff. And we're really fortunate today. It just happened to work out. We've got our good friend, Avi Gilbert. You find him at ElliottWaveTrader.net. Hey, Avi. Perfect timing. So what's your take on the action in the market over the past few days here, especially today?
Well, last week, the market gave us a really nice setup for a decline to the 3,800 region. We were looking for a strike of 3,810 specifically. We hit that today. We bounced. The question really comes in right now is I've got resistance at 3915 to 3930 and support down to 3740. Whichever one of those two breaks is going to give us our next move for the next several weeks to several months. All right. That's how I'll.
So the bullish scenario is gone, huh?
No, that's what I'm saying. If we hold over 3740 and we're able to take out 3915 to 3930, then that opens the bullish path back up to 4300 and potentially higher.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So, these panics, and obviously it's panic going on, tend to be overstated. It's always the panics that you don't see, the disaster that you don't see that's going to get you, I think, to paraphrase Mark Twain. Are we seeing these banks, are we going to see more of them blow up, or is this situation solved for the time being?
Well, I'll tell you, about 3 years ago, I started warning our subscribers that the banking sector is not looking very healthy. So much so that we went out and we put together a banking analysis service where we started looking under the hood to find some of the safest banks in the country. And what we saw from the larger banks really scared us because we started looking at them as well. And we found what we consider our top 15 banks in the country. None of them are among any of the larger ones. And one of the issues we saw was this treasury timeframe mismatch that's sitting on a lot of the books of these banks. And, about 2 weeks ago, we wrote a public article about this, specifically highlighting the maturity mismatch, which seemingly is what caused the SVP collapse. So, there are many, many, many other banks out there that are sitting not just with this issue, but with many other issues as well. So, over the next decade, I'm expecting a lot of these banks to be collapsing. Is the majority of the country? No. But I think you're going to see a lot of banks having some big issues, and that includes some of the largest ones.
The largest ones, which right now appear to be quote unquote safe, don't they?
Well, I got to tell you, when we pulled apart banks like Citibank or Capital One, I wouldn't want my money being housed in those banks.
No, but if they're not safe, then nothing is safe, is it?
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. Even when we went through the Great Depression and a significant amount of banks went under, you still had the majority of banks that came through that. So I wouldn't necessarily agree with that statement.
Yeah, but the banking industry is a little bit different now, Avi, than it was during the Great Depression. It's dominated by five major banks. SVP was the 16th largest bank in the country. And now, it's so Fed-centric that every bank, regardless of their size, must deal with, other than the top-tier banks, they have to go through those banks, and they effectively have all their surplus capital on deposit with Chase, with Wells, with Citi. So if the big ones go, they all go.
That's not necessarily true. We have found a pocket of some really high quality banks that do not have these issues at all.
Really?
So, you know, yeah.
They're hiding out there in plain sight.
They're hiding in plain sight. That's a good way to put it.
is Wells Fargo a mess like Citi?
Out of all the larger banks, I can't say there's any one of the larger, the top 20 banks that I would be confidently putting my money into. I will use them for ease of transaction purposes, but I would not be leaving a lot of cash left over than what I need from a day-to-day basis in them.
Can you give us a hint? What banks are solvent in this?
I really cannot go into that because our clients pay us for that specific analysis. I really can't go into that. I do apologize.
That's all right. Hey, well, let's hopefully, a lot of you out there will subscribe to Avi Service and you'll find out those safe banks, quote unquote safe banks. If anything is safe now, I'm not sure. So what are we heading into here? We're heading into an economic storm again, aren't we?
Well, I'll tell you that I'm not seeing anything yet that is telling me that this market's going to be heading to new all-time highs. Is that still possible? Yeah. But there's nothing I'm seeing yet that is telling me that. Rather, I'm waiting to see how we handle, or this week, how we handle the 3740 to 3810 floor and how we handle the resistance at 3915 to 3930. How we handle that this week will give us a much better handle as to how the market's going to react, like I said, over the coming weeks to even months.
Okay. Well, let's, we'll buy that because it is certainly up in the air right now, shall we say. Gold has been come back to life. Gold and silver roaring back to life. Is this the beginning of a major rally?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has an excellent shareholder base with Ross Beatty owning 20%, insiders 5%, and resource capital funds 8%. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
I'll tell you, the drop that we got last week was a bit concerning, especially in how I'm looking at it from gold. Let's see, I'm looking at the GC, the current GC contract, which is the April 23 contract, which is now sitting at about 1918 in gold. And if the market can give us a pullback that can hold over 1865 and then give us a higher high that gets us closer to the 1950 region, then I think we're setting up a structure to break out in a big way over the coming weeks. We'll get a bigger pullback from that, but what I'm looking for from Elliott Wave perspective is I'm looking for a 5-wave rally off the most recent low. Right now, I only have 3. And if we break down below 1865 or so from here, that could open the door for another big sell-off before it resurrects for the next rally structure.
That would kind of make sense, wouldn't it? All right. So what else are we following here? Energy? What is energy looking like?
I will tell you, when it comes to, I track USO, my other guys track WTI, but I'm still looking for a lower low below the one that was struck back in early December. So I'm looking for the USO to dip down below 61 before we begin the next major rally that I'd like to see in the oil patch.
Okay. And So what about the dollar? What's the dollar looking like here?
Well, depends on your time frame. To me, this is looking like a corrected pullback that's now going to set up another rally over the coming months. Ultimately, I think the dollar is going to be stuck in a very sideways pattern for the next several years. I think you're going to be stuck between 100 and 115 and going up, down, and sideways in that region over the next several years.
Yeah, that that would kind of make sense. And as far as interest rates go, the 2-year took a real plunge today. It was down big. We're going to start to see interest rates go down now.
Well, I'll tell you, we've been following the TLT because it has been offering us some tremendous opportunities. A few weeks ago, we were, you know, when everybody was looking for 6% interest rates, we were looking for bottoming in the TLT, and we got it. We were looking for a rally to take us back up to the 109 region, and that's where we hit today. So I'm looking for a consolidation over the next probably week or two, maybe 3 weeks. And if we can get a really nice corrected consolidation, you know, over the 103 region, then I think we're prepared to rally to 120 plus on the TLT, which means rates are going to come down. So, you know, we've gotten as much on this rally off the recent lows that I've been expecting. Now I'd like to see a corrective structure take hold for the next couple of weeks, and that'll set up the next rally and decline in rates.
And another interesting thing, rates tied very intimately to housing. The housing stocks were recently showing some strength.
I don't track the housing stocks, but that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking, even before rates started to come down, housing was showing some resilience, which made no sense to me. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an observer. But interesting. Any other markets we should be concentrating on here, Avi?
Let me take a quick peek. I'm looking at the emerging markets, the EEM, ETF. Right. That's giving me some very interesting potential bottoming signals. So I would keep my eyes on that chart over the coming weeks, because if we can maintain a bottoming structure over the 37 region, we may be setting up for a multi-month rally in emerging markets.
Really? Well, that hasn't happened in so long, right?
I mean, yeah, I know.
It's been ages, right?
I know.
In ages since we had it. So that would be exciting. All right. Well, Elliot, WaveTrader.net, that's the site to go to, and maybe Avi can give you a little break, and then you can get that list of solvent banks, if that's not an oxymoron.
The banks that we track are on a different website called saferbankingresearch.com.
Oh, how do we get that, by the way?
That's the website, saferbankingresearch.com.
All right. Okay. Well, I like
it. We have a lot of public articles on there that discuss some of the major banks and the issues we see in the major banks.
All right. Well, Avi, appreciate you touching base with us. We got to run right now, but hey, just send us a letter, kl@carrylutz.com. Avi, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.